Hello, hello. It's Nadine here, and I'm here with this week's episode of Life, Health, and the Universe. And I feel like I've been saying this a little bit lately, but I'm doing something a little bit different today because I'm here with my guest, but we're going to have to change that name. Laverne Proctor. So Laverne was a guest back, I didn't check.
I think it was earlier this year.
I know I was trying to get hold of you from about January.
It might have been mid-year then.
You played hard to get. So Laverne has been a guest on the podcast. And if you listened, then you may have remembered that Laverne supported me through a journey of transference healing at the beginning of the year. And so we talked a lot about that because that's what Laverne does for a living. However, we're here for something a little bit different. We have decided to start 2024 with a collaboration, and we're going to be using the Life, Health, and the Universe platform to do that collaboration. So we're here really to give you, the listeners, a quick intro, but not too quick, and let you know what we're doing without letting you know too much.
A little bit of intrigue's always
a little
good.
Bit, yeah, we're gonna intrigue you, but
dangle a few carrots.
We basically wanted to dangle a few carrots before the end of 2023 and prepare you for our collaboration in 2024. So welcome, Laverne. Welcome back. And yeah, I don't think I'll call you a guest anymore. What will the co-collaborator or something? What are we going to be?
I'm sure as time goes on, we will come up with something.
Oh. Agreed. Yeah. So let's just start by telling the listeners how this came about. Like, what happened? Oh, not in like great depth, but you know, what was that light bulb moment when you thought, oh, I wonder if we could do something together?
I think for me, for a long time, universally, I've been being tapped on the shoulder to do something in the podcast line. And I've sort of been ignoring it. And then when you and I started to build a relationship and you invited me to the podcast to be interviewed, I had so much fun with you. We had so much fun leading up to it, through it, and coming out the other side that it spurred me to say, hey, Nadine, would you be open to collaborating and creating an interesting podcast, hopefully really topical, useful to the greater community? And for me, it's more along the lines of providing a guide to a universal way of living, because the universe is really pushing everyone, whether we're conscious of this or not. And the more conscious, the more we awaken to this fact and understand, well, okay, I need to shift and change the way I work, the way I live, the way I think. And if this podcast can play a role in helping people create some light bulb moments, then really I couldn't think of a better person to be working with in a podcast forum. And that's why this is coming about.
Cool. Yes. I'm really looking forward to it. And I I've loved the work that we've done together. And I am totally down with the whole, you know, we are evolving as humans, and a lot of the stuff that we're doing, we've been doing for a long time, and there's definitely that feeling of a shift. And so we really want to bring that to the forefront of people's lives?
Mind.
Imagination. Like, open up. Because, there's just so much more information available to us now. And there's a lot going on if you look beyond your everyday life, right?
Indeed.
Yeah.
And, you know, so if I was to introduce myself first, really, so I am Laverne from Chiron Spectra, but I'm a teacher, facilitator, and channel for Transference Healing. Thanks, Nadine, for mentioning that. Transference Healing is an ascension modality. It's an energy system. So I will be introducing some concepts from Transference Healing. Transference Healing channel and founder is Alexis Cartwright. I'll be mentioning that along the way. But really, that's one aspect to that we will bringing to this podcast. I've got 30 years experience in exploring, you know, how do you find natural ways to balance, restabilize, create wellness, and, you know, get on your path of whatever it is you're here to do. So that 30 years, Transference Healing is a large part of that, but there's a lot of other experiences that I'm going to be bringing to this podcast. But essentially, you know, Nadine, when I was contemplating this call, I wanted to try and succinctly give you some, well, the listeners, an idea of, well, what's the purpose of this podcast? Mm. There's a lot of podcasts out there. I'm hoping you and I, through our banter, through our personalities, can make this fun, but, you know, the, on a more serious note, purposeful and useful for your listeners. So there's three things that were coming up for me that, you know, you and I will be aiming to strive for through this process. Now, you've mentioned already there's a lot going on globally. If anyone's missing that fact, well, maybe this podcast might highlight that a little bit. We're not going to focus on the negatives. We're going to try and elevate that conversation. But there is a lot going on globally. And hopefully your listeners may have noticed that. But not only on a global level, you know, listeners may have noticed things going on in their community or in an organization they're associated with, or just their general environment. Or they may simply be noticing changes or catalysts for change in themselves. So what we're aiming to do is provide some insight and understanding to make sense of all of that. So that's the first thing this podcast is aiming to achieve. And the second thing we're going to be doing is we'll talk about ways how your listeners or our listeners. I'll get used to that. Our listeners can support themselves through 2024, you know, and looking at it, well, how do you support yourself personally through something that may be going on for you in your life or something going on professionally in your life? And, you know, importantly, spiritually, we are being pushed to tap into that spiritual essence of self more. And I'm going to hopefully be able to provide some practical insights. Well, what does that really mean to an individual who works in corporate life or is already practicing in spiritual realms, but have hit a roadblock? So we'll be looking at how can you support yourself. And the third and last thing really is, which I think is the golden nugget aspect of this podcast, will be to provide some tips, some techniques and tools that a listener can walk away with and say, that tip today is useful, I can work with that, or that technique or that tool. So to walk away from each podcast with at least one thing that's useful to each of your listeners, and it could be a different thing for each person. The ultimate goal of each podcast is really, you know, to walk away from listening to us and leave the listener feeling grounded, feeling clear, and feeling positive, feeling they might have something new that helps them work through something that might be going on in their life at that time. But also to help listeners find ways to create sustainable wellness, which was where I started out 30 years ago on my journey. How do I sustain my wellness? How do I keep balancing myself when, you know, life is so hectic? So sustainable wellness is another key part to this. And the third and last thing really is to help people. How can they realize their personal goals? And a person's goals will be unique to that person. But hopefully the things that we'll be covering will create realizations or light bulb moments and support others, not only to create sustainable wellness, but also manifest their highest potential as they move through 2024 through to the end of this decade, really. So those are the things that are top of mind for me.
Right. That's a pretty good summary. And so listeners might be thinking, well, what does Nadine have to do with any of this? If you've been listening for a while, listeners, then you'll know that I am big on asking questions and just kind of clarifying things, like to make things easy for us to understand, because these topics it's a bit like life, really. It's the most simple yet the most complex thing ever, right? So many intricacies, but really some real basics as well. So I'm just going to be here supporting Laverne, asking questions to try and get that message out to you guys who are listening. Now,
and just as there's just an important factor of that, Nadine's agreed that she's going to turn up to each podcast with the minimum amount of information of what I'm going to cover. And the reason we've agreed to do that is what I love about Nadine, she asks brilliant questions that I would expect if someone was listening to us say, well, what do you mean by that? Or what does that mean? Or how does that translate to? And Nadine is exceptional at that. And so to put Nadine in the best position to ask questions as if she was a listener, Nadine has been very brave to say, yep, I'll turn up minimum information. But I know Nadine, she has the most amazing inquiry mind. There's a better term for that. I can't think of it right now. But anyway, you have a brilliant mind, and I think it's just going to play out beautifully for listeners too.
Can I ask you, and you might not want to answer this, but you said that you were having this like tap on the shoulder and this kind of like, I need to get out there, I need to share this information with people. How does that relate to your sense of a purpose, your purpose? And how does that fit in to what we're doing?
That's a really good question. And we're going to be talking about trusting inner knowing, trusting intuition. If something keeps coming up for you and you're sort of ignoring it, but it keeps coming up, we're going to be talking about these types of things over the coming months. But it's been something that's probably been coming up for at least 2 to 3 years. I know that sounds ridiculous. And I've always tried to take steps forward in making this happen, this whole podcast forum happen. And things have never quite transpired. So I'll put that down to it has to be divine timing. We'll talk about those types of universal principles in 2024. But the types of things I'm going to be talking about are things, I'm going to be bringing my personal experiences to this. And I see my purpose is to support others in their spiritual awakening process, okay, whether a person feels they're in it or not.
Yes.
I will help people identify, well, am I in a spiritual awakening? You know, what does that mean for me? What does that look like? So, you know, I've been waking up for 30 plus years and really stepping into what I know. So it's a knowingness of what I'm here to do. And this is just a key aspect to that. I hope I've answered your question.
Kind of. It wasn't a small question, really, was it? Like, what's your purpose?
I think just, well, like, I think that will naturally unravel over time, to be honest. And this is the stepping stone. And this is the other thing. People need to trust synchronicity of what plays out in their life. And this is another thing we'll talk about. So you're going to hear these sorts of things again. You have to trust synchronicity, someone appearing in your life at the right time. And, you know, you get this light bulb moment and you do it. These are all steps to a greater purpose of what you may end up doing at some point in the future. And it's a stepping stone.
Mm. Yeah. And I think the, like, as I mentioned at the beginning, like, the, us humans, we're evolving at quite a pace right now. I listened to a podcast yesterday, and they were sort of going over some of the things from the 1990s, between 1990 and 2000. And, like, the amount of progress that we've made in terms of how we communicate with technology and, you know, all of these things that have accelerated so much of us, our connection to each other, but how that that evolution is continuing. And it's almost like, yeah, beyond, we can't really know what could happen.
And the thing is, some of these things, this evolutionary process that we're all in, humanity's in, the planet's in, you know, it can seem quite subtle day to day.
Yes.
If you can look back over 12 months and you go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's been massive change. Yeah. So you talk about technological changes, you know, that's one aspect. Well, at the same pace of you're seeing the acceleration of technology changes, that's actually happening within us. We're just not necessarily completely aware of that.
Yeah.
But we'll cover things like that. Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to trust the synchronicity of topics. And they won't necessarily be in, like, a, you know, a logical order, but I'm just going to trust that, well, the topic this month we're going to cover is this. And that's going to be perfect for that moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we might be mixing and matching, moving around and going back to what happened in Atlantean Lemuria and why that's impacting us now. You know, that might be month 12, you know. So we're just going to go with the flow.
Go with the flow.
Go with the synchronicity.
What, that's what we should call it. We haven't got a name?
We'll continue to chat about that. But, yeah.
So we haven't got a name for this particular part of the podcast. We know it's like a part of Life, Health and the Universe, but it's going its own separate
tangent.
Way, its own tangent, yep, under that main umbrella. So we are going to give it a name at some point, but not right now. Stay tuned for that. The plan is that for listeners, if you are trying to find that particular episode of Life, Health and the Universe, the icon will be purple and it will have a picture of both myself and Laverne on it. Laverne, are we still planning on including a separate recording of a meditation to support the episode?
Absolutely. Every podcast will have its own unique meditation. Some will might only be 5 minutes long because what I'm trying to do is empower people to find different meditations that suits them because everyone's got a busy lifestyle. So some might go for 20 minutes, some might go for 15, some might be a 5 minute exercise. Cool. But yes, every podcast will have that as a takeaway element too.
Yeah. And we will we'll have those available as a separate part of the podcast so that you don't need to listen to, you know, the whole podcast and then try and find the meditation. It will be separate for you guys to download. All right. Anything else you want to add, Laverne, before we say farewell until recording number one?
I think that's it. I think we've given a little bit of insight. Hopefully we'll create interest and you know we'll connect obviously to do the first recording, and obviously Nadine will be posting that
as she usually does.
Yeah. Oh, third Friday of each month.
That's correct. So when it will be released. So the first one, so the introduction you're going to be sending out shortly, but yep. The first podcast.
19th of Jan, was it?
19th? Around the whatever the third week.
I haven't got my calendar with me.
Yeah.
Third week, I think, of January was what we said. Yeah. It's written down. We know what we're doing.
Just trust us.
Okay, guys, thank you for listening. We'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.